cover. The Groundwork Oldham Prince's Trust team is pictured at Victoria Gardens for the official handover of the new community garden. Pages 2 and 3. Around the schemes. After the COVID restrictions limited celebrations for the Christmas season in 2020, the festive season returned to near a normal across Oldham. At Trinity House, residents were grateful to enjoy a fresh cooked Christmas meal on Christmas Day, thanks to the thoughtfulness of caterer, Heather. At Charles Morris House, Co-op Academy dropped off a crate of goodies to distribute, along with a DVD of their choir and band. Residents and staff also received afternoon treat packs, kindly provided by the local Salvation Army. Residents of Lee's House enjoyed a Christmas party at Smokey's restaurant and followed that up with another party in the communal lounge. At Cloughgate House, Morrison's delivered mince pies to every resident. Holland Close, Christmas party had Kelly from Bring Me Sunshine entertaining residents with her vocals, a buffet from Arundel Bakery and a visit from Santa. At Old Mill House, the Christmas box appeal produced an overwhelming response from the generosity of the local community and schools. Some of the Old Mill ladies are pictured all dressed up ready for their Christmas lunch in the restaurant. Springleys and Dunsford Courts also joined in the festive spirit, enjoying their Christmas party in the lounge with the Age UK Oldham Lunch Club party. Residents from Trinity House, Holland Close and Springleys Court also enjoyed a trip to watch the pantomime, Aladdin, at the Coliseum Theatre, in Oldham. Special thanks to the Coliseum for the free tickets. There have been a variety of other activities taking place over the last few months too. Victoria Gardens has a newly formed club, a group of ladies creating a variety of dolls. Also at Victoria Gardens was the formal handover of the new community garden area. The Groundwork Oldham Prince's Trust team have worked so hard putting together a gardening project for the residents and giving the centre some curb appeal. Parents, local councillors, members of the community, the local press, members of Housing 21, all gathered to praise these young people. What a tremendous effort. It was sad to see them leave, but hopefully they will all move on to new ventures. Residents at Holland Close received funding for new laptops, tablets and a smart TV from Action Together. Holland Close was also the venue for a variety of events, including Twilight Creatures brought along a selection of owls and a falcon and residents had the opportunity to hold them. For many this was very emotional as they have had no contact with others. Delph Primary School Brass Band came and entertained residents, with everyone spread out along the higher pathway to listen from a safe distance, before treating them all to tubs of sweets. Delph Hog Manor is a charity whose founder, Sue, set up to care for local hedgehogs. Sue brought photos and talked about diseases and how she treats them. Hedgehogs are an endangered species and the group found out how to care and feed the ones that visit the scheme each night. The Knit and Natter group have been knitting cuddly hedgehogs and selling them for £5 each to donate to the charity. They have raised £50 at the time of the visit. Trinity House have had some great funding success, which has enabled them to enjoy a music group on Fridays. Resident Andy plays a wide range of music, which is well attended by residents. This project was funded by Action Together. £1,000 for the computer and £200 for the speaker, and owning the equipment means that if Andy is not available, the group can carry on with Martin, who also loves it. Trinity House residents have also received £1,000 funding for arts and crafts sessions run by Oldham Coliseum, meeting on Thursdays. At Lido House, residents were visited by the Royal British Legion. They delivered afternoon tea to the ex-servicemen / women. They delivered flowers and cakes, This was a lovely gesture from Royal British Legion to mark their 100-year anniversary. Recreation Road, resident Ern Thorley, who we highlighted in our winter edition after raising another £1,235.47 for Macmillan Cancer Support at her fundraiser at Walton House in September, has asked that we also mention her neighbours and helpers at that event, May Pickup and Brenda Glawlin. Sally Mayer is a volunteer at Old Mill House and does a lot of work for charity and supports the scheme massively with fundraising efforts. Sally has been busy collecting Easter egg donations from the community to give to various charities across the borough. This also includes our residents at Old Mill House. The response has been so great that she is also giving eggs to our five other extra care schemes. The total of eggs to date is over 1,000, and they are still coming in daily. MyoCare staff have also very kindly offered to help distribute them to the various schemes and have been busy helping to count them. What fantastic community spirit. Page 4. Welcome to the team. Julie Lewis. Julie has joined us as court manager at Astor House. She has a wealth of experience working with vulnerable adults in a community setting. Julie enjoys family life, walking and socializing. Tara Harop. After working as the court manager at St. Herbert's Court since 2007, Tara has now taken over as the extra care court manager at Hopwood Court. Well done, Tara. Joanne McWhirter. Joanne McWhirter is our new court manager at Brownage Road. Joanne has an extensive health, social care and housing background and previously worked for MyoCare Group at Trinity House, before taking up this new role. New sensory gardens are taking shape. The creation of new sensory gardens, funded by Oldham Council at three of our schemes, has started. Charles Morris House work started on time in mid-November and progress is going very well, and the garden is expected to be completed very shortly. Tandle View Court, a new start date has been agreed for February, because of delays caused by several operatives testing positive for COVID-19. Consequently, to ensure the safety of residents and their families, it was decided to delay the start. Trinity House Phase 1 is nearing completion and the new car parking facilities are almost finished. Phase 2, which includes the new garden area outside the restaurant, is due to start in mid-February, with a planned completion for May. Thanks to PR England, our contractor for the garden works at Charles Morris House, and for helping us to relocate a bench from Charles Morris House and transfer it to the new community garden area at Victoria Gardens. Thanks also to our gas contractors Dynamic FM, for kindly installing much needed shelving, to a storage cupboard at Charles Morris House, and thanks also to Dynamic FM for kindly helping with some final bits for the garden area at Victoria Gardens. Page 5. NHS Pen in Care NHS Foundation Trust. Healthy Minds Oldham. I feel nervous when leaving the house. I can't enjoy the things I used to. I feel tired, irritable and out of sort. I feel sad and lonely. My physical health stops me feeling happy. Are you feeling this way? If so, we're here for you. Contact Oldham Healthy Minds on 0161 716 2777 or visit www.penincare.nhs.uk/healthyminds Oldham. We are a team of NHS therapists who provide free talking therapies to anyone over the age of 16 who is registered with a GP in Oldham. Page 6. Housing 21 Fab Neighbour Awards 2022. Do you know a Housing 21 resident that is always helping others? Do they deserve to be recognised? Closing date for entries is Thursday, the 31st of March 2022, and can be returned to your court manager. Your health, Oldham. Time to stop smoking. Your local NHS stop smoking service is 0161 960 0255. Info at yourhealtholdem.co.uk. www.yourhealtholdem.co.uk. Services. Free, confidential service. One-to-one or group support. Free nicotine replacement. Easy access to stop smoking medication. No waiting lists. Help improving other areas of your life, including eating well, sleeping better and getting active. Age group, this service is available to people aged 12 and over who live in Oldham or are registered with an Oldham GP. Appointments. Telephone appointments. Video call appointments. Face-to-face appointments. Page 7. Making space. Oldham Dementia Activity Service. Friday Disco. Dance Like Nobody Is Watching. The Crossley Centre, 323 Denton Lane OL9-9GA. Every Friday 1:30 PM to 3:30 PM. Refreshments provided. All are welcome, even those with two left feet. We would love to see you there and listen to your song requests. A couple of weeks ago we were joined by a lovely Australian family who were over in England to visit their parents for a few weeks. The whole family had a great time and thoroughly enjoyed the afternoon. Why not come along to the Crossley Centre and give us a try? It's a fun group with music to suit all tastes, dancing, chatting and meeting new people and plenty of refreshments. Greenfingers summer season mid-March to October. What should I expect from my grounds maintenance service? Your grass will be cut and cleared approximately twice per month, keeping it looking tidy at all times. All obstacles and edges will be trimmed and left tidy. Grass clippings will be collected from smaller areas and mulched on larger expanses, keeping it green and clean. We will remove all litter before each cut. An application of herbicide to all weeds in paths, shrub beds and parking areas will be applied. Hedges and shrubs will be trimmed once to ensure they remain healthy and away from path edges. Greenfingers is working in partnership with Housing 21 and is responsible for delivering your grounds maintenance service. For more information, please contact Housing 21 on 0800 032 1215. Page 8. Peaceful Minds BAME Therapy. Are you struggling to manage your mental health? Access our multilingual service. Talk to a professional and overcome barriers to obtain a better life. We believe our virtual reality service, online and telephone, can tremendously assist your mental well-being in the comfort of your own home. Services provided are counseling. Counseling allows you to speak to the therapist on an individual basis for a maximum of 60 minutes. Family therapy. Family therapy provides an opportunity for couples, parents, siblings and relatives to come together to work on the family dynamics and resolving problematic issues. Group therapy. Group therapy enables individuals to share their experiences, reduce social isolation, loneliness, provide a befriending opportunity, develop new coping strategies via training workshops, and learn from others' lived experiences. This project is specifically aimed at the South Asian community and languages spoken are English, Urdu, Hindi, Punjabi, Pahari, Merpuri/Potwari, Bangla, Pushto, Gahari and Hindko. Telephone 0779415954. Email peacefulmindscic@outlook.com. Page 9. What's on? Live at the library at Oldham Library, Greaves Street, Oldham, OL1, 1AL. Hip Hip I'm Gay Thursday the 24th of March 7 PM, £5, a comedy cabaret that follows real-life stories and experiences of coming out and the mental health struggles people have faced alongside their sexual identity. Intertwined with hilarious sketches, original songs and dazzling dance routines, this show is guaranteed to take you on an emotional roller coaster. This show is part of LGBTQ History Month Festival. One Big Blow Tuesday, the 26th of April, 7 p.m., £5. Following an aborted 2020 tour due to coronavirus, the One Big Blow boys are finally coming to Oldham. This influential play about the mining industry and brass bands was written 15 years before Brassed Off, and tells of a colliery brass band going to the Mine Workers' Championship in Blackpool. The band, All Miners, discover that Wally, their star cornet player, can no longer play because he has pneumoconiosis. After trying to persuade him to get out of his sickbed to no avail, they are forced to employ the services of the mad Welshman, Psycho. Empathy Experiment Thursday, the 28th of April, 7 p.m., £5. In 2019, Canadian poet Rose Kondo created the Empathy Experiment, asking if empathy faced extinction because of our addictions to mobile devices. The Empathy Experiment received critical acclaim and was set to tour internationally in 2020. And then the world changed. The Empathy Experiment 2 explores new questions about our relationships with and to technology in this post-pandemic age. Black Dyke Band at Upper Mill Civic Hall, Lee Street, Upper Mill, OL 36A. Telephone 0797616 5815. Saturday, the 9th of April, 2022, 7:30 p.m. Tickets £15, concessions £14. The very best of brass will raise the roof at the Civic Hall in Upper Mill as the world-famous Black Dyke Band returns with a musical spectacle. Saddleworth Summer Show 2022, Welleye Hole Farm, Welleye Hole Road, Greenfield. OL 37HY, Sunday the 26th of June, 2022, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, a fabulous fun-filled day. Adults £6, 12 to 16 years £3, under 12s free, family tickets, 2 adults and 2 children up to 16 years old, £15, all tickets available at the gate. An enjoyable weekend's entertainment, with stalls, attractions, food and drink, bouncy castles etc., but also providing a showcase for local businesses, craft producers and charities. Also enables the Rotary Clubs to raise funds to be dispersed among deserving causes, which may be local, national or international. All of the profits made by the show are used this way, jointly organized by the Rotary Clubs of Saddleworth and Oldham Council. For a fuller list of events, please visit http://www.visitoldham.com/what's-on. After being cancelled because of COVID, the annual Housing 21 bowling competition will return this summer. Watch this space for further details. Page 11. Annual reports now available. Our annual reports, celebrating the events and successes across Housing 21 schemes in Oldham over the last financial year, should now have started to arrive at your scheme. We hope that you enjoy reading it. As with previous years, digital versions of this report, as well as others from the rest of Housing 21, are now available on the resident information section of the Housing 21 website. Here, https://www.housing21.org.uk/resident-information/regional-reports/. Polite reminder. Smoking around contractors and Housing 21 employees who visit your home. Please can we ask that as a courtesy to Housing 21 employees and contractors visiting you to carry out a repair or to see you, that you refrain from smoking in front of them, and if possible, you refrain from smoking 1 hour leading up to the person visiting you. Many thanks for your cooperation. Correction. In the last edition of this newsletter, we included an article about the solar panel installations, which have taken place on some of our bungalows in Chadderton. In that article, it was stated that the council will receive a feed-in tariff payment for any extra electricity generated, which helps fund the installation. In fact, that is no longer the case, and we apologize for any misunderstanding. Suggestions, comments and complaints, October to December, 2021. There were 4 complaints during the quarter. 3 were regarding the complaints service. A full investigation was conducted in each case and the complaints were upheld. A full apology was issued to each resident and feedback was given to the contactor, to ensure that their performance improves, and this will be being monitored closely by Housing 21. The other complaint was about Green Fingers and the grounds maintenance service. The complaint was upheld, and feedback given to the contractor. Measures have been put in place by Housing 21 to monitor the quality of the grounds maintenance work. 1 compliment was received during the quarter regarding the quality of work delivered by Green Fingers. How to tell us what you think about the services we provide in Oldham? We genuinely welcome any feedback about our employees and services. In the first instance, if you have feedback about our housing or care services, you should contact your court manager. You can write, telephone, email or speak in person to the court manager. There is no requirement to fill in a form. More information on providing feedback and our complaints procedure is available by either speaking to your court manager or contacting the Oldham office. Contact details are on the back page. Page 12. Our contact details. Housing 21. Units 403/404. Chambers Business Centre. Chapel Road. Oldham. OL84QQ. Email, oldhaminquiries@housing21.org.uk. Customer Services Telephone, 0345-604-4447. Other useful telephone numbers. Repairs Line, 24 hours. 0800-032-1215. Oldham Council Main Switchboard. 0161-770-3000. You can access lots of our services online at www.oldham.gov.uk. Council Tax. 0161-770-6622. council.tax@oldham.gov.uk. Environmental Health. 0161-770-2244. environmentalhealth@oldham.gov.uk. Housing Benefits and Council Tax. Reduction Scheme. 0161-770-6633. benefits@oldham.gov.uk. Payment Line. 0161-770-6611. 24-hour Automated Payment Service. Registrars. 0161-770-8960. Waste and Recycling. 0161-770-6644. waste@oldham.gov.uk. HUK Oldham. 0161-633-0213. Ring and Ride. 0161-652-0248. Citizens Advice Bureau. 0844-847-2638. Silver Line. Confidential Friendship Support. 0800-470-8090. NHS Advice. 111. Police Non-Emergency. 101. Oldham Community Leisure. 0161-207-7000. Action Together. 0161-339-2345. Oldham Library, Greaves Street. 0161-770-8000. Making Space, Tandle View Royton. 0796-6887-152. Oldham Community Transport. 0161-633-0097, Mobility Scooters and Wheelchairs. 0161-633-0040. Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service. Book a safe and well appointment. 0800-555-815. https://www.manchesterfire.gov.uk/staying-safe/what-we-do/safe-and-well-visit.